Now, if you were to believe Twitter and Instagram, people suddenly became interested in folding in the last couple of weeks. And it's all down to the Netflix show Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. She's the author of the popular 2012 book Spark Joy and the 2016 book The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. Now she's a TV star showing people how to do it. And boy, is it ever resonating. Last week we talked a bit about how one episode involved her telling people to get rid of books and the debate that that's sparked. But it's all really about letting go of your things, organizing your life, and moving forward with a clear mindset. So to talk more about this, we've got a certified KonMari consultant, someone certified in organizing the Marie Kondo way. Her name is Effie Nikopoulos, and she's based in Whitby. Thank you for coming, Effie.
Thank you for having me.
Mm-hmm. So now you're what's called a KonMari consultant, certified in organizing the Marie Kondo way. What is this way exactly?
Well, it's a philosophy, Marie Kondo's philosophy of tidying, and it's a process by which you go from clothing to books, paper, kimono, which is miscellaneous and sentimental. And by doing that, you go from a simple category to a more difficult one, such as sentimental. So it's organizing by category and not by room, for example. So, I mean, in a nutshell, what you're doing is I don't know if all of your viewers have seen the show, but for clothing, you would amass all of your clothing in a room, probably on your bed, and you come up with like every single piece of clothing you own. It looks like a mountain. It's supposed to shock the system into going, wow, look what I've got. And
it does do that. I saw the first episode, and it was this woman with toddlers, and she lives with her family, her husband, and she has to pile all of her clothes on her bed. And one of the first things she says is about how she doesn't think she needs all of it.
Yeah. And then, so what we do as consultants is we work with clients and we say, okay, pick a couple of items that really, really makes you happy. And I tell clients, when you open your closet, it should be like going to a party of people you want to see. So when you find those items of clothing, you compare everything else to that and you find what sparks joy or what makes you happy, what you value, what kinds of things you want to bring to the next part of your life with you, what represents your best self. What serves you best?
Did you watch the show?
I did. I watched it all on January 1st.
Oh, you binged
all eight
it.
Episodes.
Oh, really?
Yes. I couldn't wait. I was so excited.
What did you think?
It was really well done because it was a snapshot. Although it was a snapshot, it was realistic and it wasn't that grand reveal of, you know, certain before and after shows. So it was, and we had a consultant phone call webinar yesterday and we talked about it and we got some insight. And a lot of that was filmed, a lot of those were filmed in a span of 2 months. Mm-hmm. So what you didn't see behind the scenes was, you know, Marie Kondo coming in and working with the client. But after Marie Kondo left, there was consultants that actually worked with the families to get it done. Because although it was filmed in 2 months, this process sometimes can take longer.
Oh, wow.
So I love to see the what you see. You don't always see the grand physical reveal, the change. It's a lot of internal change. And I think that was evidenced in the way the people spoke about the change they felt after after this process.
And sometimes it reaches the cleaning has tentacles. It seems like it reached into the first couple's marriage.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite a personal experience. When I have clients and I go into homes, it's not just about tidying and about cleaning, but you're spending a lot of time with people and you're side by side going through, you know, clothing you may not think is easy. You may think is easy, but these are items that people have, you know, pieces of clothing that they've worn for special occasions. They may not, you know, may bring joy, may bring sadness. Mm-hmm. So it's quite interesting to things hold feelings and attachments. And so we're trying to separate the two.
Right. Now, with that couple that I was talking about, they ended up feeling more relaxed with each other and stopped nitpicking at each other. Mm-hmm. So there is a lot around feelings. Why do you think this is resonating so much with people? Is that what it is?
I think so. And I think that it's given people permission to just have a closer look at what they value most. We go so fast and we're so busy and people are working and running around. And so this is giving you, it's creating a more mindful time in your home and just just taking a look at not only your things, but what do you value? Like, what is taking up your time when you get home? Mm-hmm. And what is creating conflict? Like, is it your stuff that's creating conflict? You know, and so it's looking at those things and how can you work with your partner or, you know, your family. There's so many personal dynamics that go on with people's stuff.
So when you first learned about this method, what was your reaction?
Well, I had read about it many, many years ago, and I rediscovered the book as I was going through some changes of my own. Mm. And I thought, you know what, this is starting to resonate with me because I had stuff. I'm very organized and tidy, but I had a lot of stuff. So I thought, I couldn't find things. Like, I was suddenly, you know, at home, and I thought, where's this? Where's that? And I thought, just for my own sanity, I just thought, less stuff, less having, you know, less things to look for. Mm-hmm. And then I read Marie's book again, and I thought, this is it. This is the system.
Mm. So what does it take to become a KonMari consultant?
Okay. So I attended a seminar in New York. It was a 3-day seminar. Prior to the seminar, I had to KonMari my own home and
Ooh,
show.
Yeah. Okay. I can't let you go there. What was that like, KonMari in your own home?
Well, I live with my partner, and he was curious as to what's happening in the home, and my 15-year-old daughter. And so I went through everything, and I, you know, asked their permission as much as they were home. And it was surprising because I had more stuff than I thought I did. Mm. And I consider myself to be a minimalist before this process. And I really was. It was really eye opening.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a step in the method where she first, Marie Kondo, thanks the house.
Yes.
And it looks almost spiritual. Did you have to do that too?
Well, we went through that in the consultant seminar.
Okay.
And we were told to basically do something at our own comfort level. So it's not an ascribed thing that we need to do that. So what I do with my clients is I ask them permission if I can walk through the house with them. Mm-hmm. And then we just walk through the home quietly. And I tell them I'm just looking. And in my mind, I'm rearranging, I'm thinking, I'm you know, it's like solving a puzzle. So I'm trying to really to understand the house. And I was also a former real estate agent, so I can see certain cues in the house and just kind of get a sense of what's going on here and try to understand, you know, the unsaid.
Mm. So after you've KonMari'd your own house, mm-hmm. and you've gone to this seminar, what happens for you? Do you just get the permission to go ahead and start getting clients?
No, we have to. Well, we can start. We start with clients, but we have to fulfill a certain number of hours to be certified at certain levels.
Okay.
So I think it's important to understand that there is quite a bit of training that goes on, and I'm also a trained professional organizer with the Professional Organizers of Canada, and I think it's important that training also helps me become a more well-rounded organizer, because the KonMari method is really great for, you know, clients where it's good for, but there are other situations where it might not be ideal.
Mm.
So it's good to know there are other resources out there for people, like, for example, with ADHD or hoarding tendencies. And we actually have an institute, it's called Institute of Challenging Disorganization, and there are certified professional organizers that are trained to help in that regard. And I am starting that training as well, and I have trained with the Professional Organizer of Canada and with the KonMari method. So I think it's important for people to, you know, do your research, ask lots of questions, know the organizer you're getting, have a contract, make sure they are insured. These are all really important things to keep in mind.
Let's talk about some of your clients. Who are they?
Okay, well, I have, like as in the Marie Kondo show, I do have a young mom with kids. Mm-hmm. I have quite a few clients in their 80s. I have, I would say more seniors right now than I do younger clients. And it's funny because I thought when I first started organizing that it would be my seniors that I would have most difficulty getting them part with their things, but they are so ready.
Oh.
And it's just amazing. Like I have one client in her 80s now, and she's moving to an assisted living center, and she's so ready for this next phase of her life. And she said, I know what I want. And it's amazing. Like how fast that process can go. Whereas clients maybe in their 60s, they still think that they need to hang on to stuff for their children. And I'm here to tell you, your kids don't want your stuff. They want to create their own history.
Okay, that's a PSA. You got to let go of that stuff. There's some talk about what happens after the tidying up and after the decluttering, that there's an abundance of things that could be used by other people. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Marie doesn't talk much about that?
Are you saying...
In terms of there are these things that you're getting rid of,
okay,
but they've got to go somewhere.
Okay.
So why isn't that talked about?
I'm not sure why she doesn't talk about that. It's not really addressed, I guess, in the Netflix series. Mm-hmm. Myself, what I do is I try to get things in the hands of people that need it. So part of letting go, part of a client letting go is, like we said, the gratitude for your things that you're letting go. So I ask them, what would you like to have things at? Where would you like your things to go? And part of the joy of, or their ability to let go, is to allocate things to where they feel joy of that going. So I've had clients say, I have a favorite shelter, or I have a favorite donation place. So that really helps them move their stuff along. And what I do is I will a list of women's shelters, and I have there's an organization in Oshawa called Dyer, which gets items right in the hands of homeless individuals. So things like that, where you can see it going direct to where it's supposed to go, those are what I would do.
So there's some added meaning. I'd better let you go, but first, what's your place like right now?
It's very, lots of space.
Is there? Okay.
Yes. Space. I love space. Okay. I love clean, empty, clean lines and lots of space. And
excellent.
That gives me joy.
Okay. That's good. Oh, thank you so much for coming, Effie.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Effie Nicopoulos. She's a certified KonMari consultant based in Whippy.